A recent client told me the reason she'd chosen GSA was because of the content we have on our site, and that they aspire to provide that level of information for their customers. Another new client told me that she'd watched a number of the videos on our site. Now, it's no coincidence that we get a lot of inbound sales inquiries via search engines. Isn't that ironic, given that we are an outbound lead generation company? But that hasn't happened overnight. We've got about 250 blogs, 20-plus videos, and the same number of podcasts on the site, and we're adding content all the time. Our strategy has four main objectives in this regard. The first one is to encourage search engines to rank us highly, of course. The second, as a consequence of that, is to attract more people to our site. Third, to present GSA as credible and leaders in our field. And fourth, to keep people on the site longer, which in turn supports SEO. Of course, there are hopefully other benefits, like those that do visit the site, providing referrals and the like, but those are the main goals. So I have a question for you and your business. How interesting are you? Do you have the magnetism that makes people flock to you and your site? Do you find admirers on every corner? No? Well, that's possibly because you don't look attractive and you've got nothing to say that's enticing. We live in a crowded business society. There are loads of competitors who talk the same talk as you do. Perhaps they even shout louder than you. And we're bombarded with messages and clutter each and every day, and we're all busy people. So why should prospective customers look at you in amongst all this noise? Nowadays, we live in an online world. Millennials, as they're called, will be 50% of the workforce by 2017. And these younger buyers don't know anything pre-internet. And they'll check you out on their preferred social platforms, therefore. They check you out on LinkedIn, on your profile. They want to know if you're on Twitter. If your business is visual, they'll find you on Pinterest or Instagram. If you have little about you, what's the impression that these new buyers will take away? Have you got any followers? Do you write interesting blogs? Have you got any video on your site or podcasts that engage the visitor? Perhaps an infographic or a white paper? Google filters wheat from chaff. It favors fresh, interesting content and companies that have something to say over and above old brochure-style sites with pure product and service blurb on them. You'll ultimately disappear from search if you don't provide interesting customer-oriented content. And does anyone look beyond page one of Google? Customers don't want sales talk. They want insight. They want knowledge and information that helps them improve, enhance, and solve things. They want to engage with professional-looking suppliers. To be credible and keep a flow of leads coming in through your door, you need a blend of activity. That includes consistent activity from both an inbound and an outbound perspective. This shift in how we access information and unearth prospective suppliers means that businesses really need to think about what they're doing to attract prospective clients. How do they encourage purchasers to both find them in the first place and then select them for their shortlist? If your online presence, including social platforms and content, falls short, you're unlikely to make it to round two. Equally, the outbound phone call you make to a prospective client will likely result in them checking you out, so to speak. Will they be impressed by what they see when they check you out, even while you're on the phone with them? So increasingly, we encourage clients to understand that content development and outbound lead generation go hand in hand. The more online backup a telemarketer has to enhance credibility, the better. Now, maybe you aren't William Shakespeare, but is there someone within your business that likes to write? Or perhaps maybe engage an agency or a copywriter. Maybe you could even record a podcast or a video on your mobile phone or via your PC. They don't all have to be totally professional quality, but the content does need to grab attention, and hopefully be an interesting read or watch. Content development should definitely be a key consideration for your business promotion. Over time, as it builds, it can differentiate you from your competitors and generate inquiries. It will also support any outbound activity you choose to implement. At the end of the day, you can choose to be a beast of the honeypot kind of business where opportunities come to you, or you could end up being an effective client repellent when prospective buyers look you up and walk away.